I feel extremely humble in speaking to you. I have pleaded with the Lord to direct my thoughts and words. We've just returned from a long journey from Salt Lake City to Montevideo, Uruguay, to dedicate a temple, the 103rd working temple of the church. One of the speakers, a woman, told a story the likes of which you have heard many times. When the missionaries knocked on their door, she had not the remotest idea of what they were teaching. However, she invited them in, and she and her husband listened to their message. It was, for them, an unbelievable story. They told of a boy who lived in the state of New York. Young Joseph determined to go into the woods and pray to the Lord. This he did, and he experienced a vision in response to his prayer. God, the Eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, appeared before him and spoke with him. Other manifestations followed. Among these was securing from a hill near his home golden plates, which he translated by the gift and power of God. Heavenly messengers appeared to him. How could anyone believe such a story? It seemed preposterous. And yet these people believed as they were instructed. It was a miracle. It was a gift from God. They could not believe it, and yet they did. God, the Eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, appeared before him and spoke with him. How could anyone believe such a story? Golden plates. How could anyone believe such a story? The Book of Mormon. How could anyone believe such a story? It
seemed preposterous. Your church says God and Jesus spoke with your founder, Joseph Smith, back in 1820 and told him to start this church. You believe that?
Yes, sir.
He was 14 years old.
How could anyone believe such a story?
A backwoods farm boy.
Yes, sir.
In New York State.
That's the miracle of it.
How could anyone believe such a story? It seemed preposterous. How could anyone believe such a story?
I do not know that we teach that. It is not doctrine.
The voice is the voice of the living prophet, President Gordon B. Hinckley. May we listen.
How could anyone believe such a story?
Now, my dear brothers and sisters, please pay attention. Are we listening, brothers and sisters?
How could anyone believe such a story? It seemed preposterous.
Are we hearing the words of the prophet to us? He has spoken to you plainly. Study his words. Never forget how it felt to listen.
How could anyone believe such a story? It seemed preposterous.